Here.
Well, I was really feeling homesick. I always cry, and I always miss my sister, my brother, my friends, my relative in the Philippines. But I said to myself, I already here, so I have to survive here in the USA. But it's easy to find job here. USA is a beautiful country, and even you are just an ordinary worker, you can buy what you want. Not like in the Philippines, if you're rich, and you're rich, what do you call this, you can eat like the steak. But if you're not rich, you're in the middle family, you cannot do that. Here in USA, you have, even you're just an ordinary employee, you can buy what you want. You can have a car. Like me right now, I'm just a cashier. But I have a car, you know. I have a house. I mean, I can survive as long as you're not lazy. Mm.
Did you know anybody when you came here, or was it just you knew your husband? That was it.
I just only knew my husband, and I met also one of my classmates long time ago in the Philippines during my high school days, and she was here.
I see. Do you think you had trouble settling in here? Like, you had trouble assimilating in this newfound country? Or was
a
it
little
very,
bit.
Or very easy to fit in?
No. It's very hard.
What kind of problems did you encounter? Was it problems with people? Did you encounter any discrimination?
Yeah. Especially before when I worked in the hospital. I feel a little bit discrimination, but, you know.
Like any language barriers?
Yes. Sometimes, you know, they don't. Even I have a hard time talking to, you know, to the people because my English is not really good. But I understand a little bit and I can speak a little bit English.
So, where did you first come in the U.S. when you came here? Like, which part of the U.S.?
San Francisco.
And why did you decide to stay here in the Bay Area?
Because my husband lived here in San Francisco, and all of my sister-in-law live here. San Francisco, L.A., one is on Canada, but that is only my brother-in-law.
What was it like finding housing? Was it very hard to find a place to live that was, you know, affordable?
No. When I came here, we first rent an apartment, and then we rent an in-law house. But it's very hard if you don't have your own house, because like what happened to me when we rent an in-law house, after a year, they said they're gonna need the house, so we have to move in an apartment. Every year they have always raising the rent, so it's very hard.
How is it like finding employment, and what was your first job?
The employment for me is easy, because when I came here I think August I came here, and then after that a month I applied in the hospital. I remember St. Mary's Hospital. I worked there in eight months. After that, we began to have a small business, and then we do the small business, like, you know, the restaurant. And even though we have a restaurant, I work in a warehouse. You know, the jewelry warehouse. It's easy to find job right now. I mean, that time, but right now it's a little bit hard.
Mm. So, what is your current job?
My current job is I work in San Francisco International Airport in a duty-free shop as a cashier. And that time I applied, remember, September 2000, I just apply. Easy to apply. And that's why since then until now I work there.
So, like, because of everything, do you still have feelings of homesickness up until now?
Yes.
And what, so, how do you cope with it? Do you make long distance calls? Do you read newspapers? Do you watch
No,
TV?
I guess if I miss my brother and my sister, I call to my brother and sister, or either I, watch a TV or read a newspaper, but newspaper from the Philippines.
What are some experiences that made it difficult for you to establish your life here?
Is because it's very hard, all my especially when you're just only working as a paycheck to paycheck. It's very hard, you have to pay the rent of the house, the bills, you don't have savings.